Welcome to our sermon podcast here at City of Light Anglican Church. We are a new church in Aurora, Illinois, finding a new day in Jesus. We want to see the light of Jesus rise and shine in our hearts, in our homes, and in our neighborhoods. Thanks for joining us for today's message from Father Trevor.
Let me welcome you here with us this morning on this Feast of Pentecost. My name is Father Trevor, and maybe you're here this morning and you're not used to being in a church, or maybe you're just not used to churches celebrating a special day like this. Maybe you're here and you're part of City of Light and you're preparing to become a member later on in the service. Wherever you're at this morning, I've got the same prayer for you that I've been praying for you all week. That you would be gathered up by the Holy Spirit into the life and the love of the Lord. I had this friend, her name's Jen, and she is perhaps the most talented people gatherer I have ever met. She would throw these parties and everyone would just clamor to be on the invite list. And it wasn't because it was exclusive. She'd invite everybody in. And you'd come to the party and you'd feel like, oh, I'm a part of this circle, this movement, this group. She was a big sports fan, and she's Canadian, and so she would invite people over to watch hockey, and these people, these friends of mine who didn't know anything about sports, didn't care about sports, I'd ask them, what are you doing on Friday? Like, oh, we're going to Jen's place to watch the game. What game? The Blackhawks Maple Leafs game. Do you know what that is? Yeah, it's hockey. It's like, okay, before you met Jen, you didn't know what any of those words meant. I said she's Canadian. One summer on July 1st, which is the Canada Day of Independence, all of a sudden I get people started to text me and send me photos of celebrating Canada's Independence Day with Jen. All of these Americans with like the red maple leaf and doing other things to celebrate the Independence Day for Canada, which I guess include, I don't know, playing hockey, eating maple syrup, being extra polite to people. Then the Olympics come around that summer, and all of Jen's friends are cheering for Team Canada. And she's passionate not just about hockey in Canada. She works in the foster care system for a long time, and so she's passionate about kids who didn't have a home. And so she gathered all these people around her to start a ministry that would support and care for families that are adopting and fostering kids. She gathered them all together, and now there's 25-plus groups around the country that are supporting adoption and foster care and supporting the gathering of kids into homes. Jen was a gatherer. She's a gatherer. And the Holy Spirit is a gatherer. The work of the Holy Spirit is to gather us in. It's to gather all of us who have walked away from the house of God, who've been separated from the love of God, who've been divided from him and scattered into all the nations. The Holy Spirit comes on the day of Pentecost to gather us all back together, to gather us all in. There's this beautiful passage in the Old Testament that is predicting what will happen on the day of Pentecost. It comes from Zephaniah. And the people of God, Israel, are scattered all over the world. They've rebelled against him. They've disobeyed him. They've turned their backs on him. And God says to them, I will gather you in. I will bring you home. I will bring you to me. Right in front of your eyes, you'll see your fortunes restored. That's the work of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, to come and gather us in. It's what the Holy Spirit is doing the very first time we meet him in Scripture. It's the creation story in the book of Genesis. And it says that the Holy Spirit is hovering over the waters. It's a bird-like word. It's hovering over the waters. And in Psalm 33, when the writer of the psalm is explaining what God is doing in that creation passage, he says, the breath of God created the world. The breath, another word for spirit in the Bible. The breath of God creates the world. And he gathers the waters into jars and the oceans into storehouses. The Holy Spirit, in the very beginning, is gathering to himself so that he can create new life and create beauty and create all the goodness we see. But on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit hovers not over the waters of creation, but over the waters of baptism. That through Jesus' death and through his resurrection, he would gather us into himself and recreate us, restore us, revive us, and make us new again. Pastor Eugene Peterson, he has this beautiful quote. He says, "We believe that the most significant thing that happens or that can happen is that we are no longer dismembered, but are remembered into the resurrection body of Jesus. We're no longer separated, but we're joined together." When we think of a gathering, just a gathering of people in an office building, in a city square, anywhere, we don't usually assume that that gathering has a supernatural, spiritual unity and oneness, right? That's not our assumption, but when the Bible talks about gathering into the people of God, that's what it's talking about. It's talking about that passage that City of Light we've been reading and studying for the last few months from 1 Corinthians 12, where though we are many members, yet we are brought into one body. And it's through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, through drinking in the Spirit. We might be a lot of different bodies in a room, but when the Spirit gathers us, we become one body, unified, connected. It's like in marriage, there's a man and a woman, and it's two individuals. But then the two become one. One man, one woman, but in marriage, one marriage. It's the math of the Holy Spirit. And this is what God, the Holy Spirit, is doing, gathering us together. When the Holy Spirit gathers us together, he gathers us into the body of Jesus. He's not just gathering us together for some other reason. He's gathering us together into a body, into a particular shape, the body of Jesus Christ. And it's through Jesus' death and resurrection that we are gathered into this body. And then what does Jesus say in that passage we just read in John 20? He comes and he breathes the breath of God. Again, it's the Holy Spirit. It's that same Spirit that breathed over the waters to create the world. The same Spirit that breathed breath into Adam and Eve to bring life for the first time. It's the same Spirit that as Jesus' body lay in the grave, cold and lifeless, breathed life back into him. That same Spirit now breathes life into us, into the church, into the body of Jesus. The Holy Spirit gathers us into the body. The Holy Spirit breathes and revives us and brings us back to life. And the Holy Spirit ignites us into a movement. And Jesus says, "As I was sent, I send you." Now we are gatherers. Now we join in the work of the Spirit. That same story, when it's told in Matthew's gospel, Jesus says, "What you gather on earth, I'll gather in heaven." When I was a kid, growing up in rural Michigan, there were lots of farmlands, and not all of them were still producing crops. And in the fall, I'd go and just walk through them looking for flocks of birds as they were gathering to migrate. I just loved watching them flying across the field, dozens of them, then hundreds of them. And the sound they would make, all their wings, you know, flapping together, the rushing of wind that we read about today in Acts. And those were just sparrows and blackbirds, but there's one kind of bird that does this in a way that's utterly unique and amazing. It's the starling. And when starlings group together, there's hundreds of them and thousands of them, and they form these intricate formations, these intricate movements and shapes that all work and coalesce together. And it's absolutely amazing to see. I've never seen it in real life, maybe one day. They move into all of these different shapes, and scientists cannot figure out why they do this, and they can't figure out how they do this. How is it that they don't all collide with one another? How is it that they seem to move as one?
One scientist said, it's easy for a starling to turn when its neighbor turns, but what physiological mechanisms allow it to happen simultaneously in two birds separated by hundreds of feet and hundreds of other birds? It's like that school of fish in Finding Nemo that they always rearrange into different shape and different objects. But what's animating the starlings? Who's guiding and directing that? Who's coordinating that? It's a natural phenomenon with no explanation. So scientists are trying to study it. They're taking videos, and then they're using advanced technology to map the coordinates of each starling and then to take that data and see if they can run a statistical analysis to understand the mathematics of how they're doing it. They don't know. They're working on it. Maybe they'll find out. All of these individual starlings now incorporated into a collective whole. Alone, they're just one bird flying like any other bird does. But together, it's a miracle. It's a phenomenon that's awe-inspiringly beautiful. The Holy Spirit gathers us as individuals into one, into a collective reality that is beautiful. And it's animated by the Holy Spirit himself, guided and directed and coordinated by the rushing wind of God, by the breath of God, reviving us, filling us, guiding us, moving us together. And it's a mystery. We don't know exactly how it works. But it's beautiful, and it's also a little terrifying. Sometimes when you watch videos, you'll see one little starling go and join the group, or one little small group of starlings go and join the group, and maybe I'm anthropomorphizing a little bit, but that seems scary to like go jump into what's happening. We don't know why it's happening or how it's happening. What happens if we jump in? It's so dynamic. It's so contagious. Will we be overwhelmed? Will we be overrun? Will we collide? Will we have to relinquish the control of who's guiding this thing and where we're going? Will we, like those friends that got collected into Jen's circle, start to care about things we didn't care about before and start to love people we didn't love before, start to give our lives for things we wouldn't have given our lives before? Where will it take us? I want to invite you this morning to allow yourself to be gathered up by the Holy Spirit. And allow yourself to be taken up into the rushing wind of the movement of the love of God. To allow yourself to be incorporated into the body of Jesus, into his church. To relinquish everything and to join in. It's terrifying. It's beautiful. Because you'll be part of the body of Jesus, the presence of God's love in this world. That through his death and his resurrection, caught up, ignited into a movement that brings nothing less than the recreation and restoration of all things. Would you pray with me? If you want, you can ask the Holy Spirit where he'd like to gather you up. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. There's no pressure. The Holy Spirit never coerces. But if you'd like, you can just ask him, Holy Spirit, come and fill me. Revive me with the breath of God. Restore me. Gather me up into your body. Ignite me into your movement.
fill me, breathe on me, send me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from City of Light Anglican Church. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us online at cityoflightanglican.org. And now, may the light of Jesus scatter the darkness from before your path.